Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, also Jimmy the Bubble Boy here today. Okay, look, this is a very special show today. We are going to reminisce about our good friend Single Scott. Last week, literally while I was doing the radio show, got the news that Scott had been in a motorcycle accident and was killed. It was rough. That was a week ago, and I got to say the shock still hasn't worn off on our entire crew here. But today's celebration of Single Scott is going to be a celebration of a one-of-a-kind diver's life. Are you guys with me on this?
Absolutely, man.
It's going to be upbeat. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a little whacked. Could be a little twisted, knowing our Scuba Radio crew, because, you know, Scott came along on a lot of the adventures that that we've done over the last few years.
And but he was such a straight-laced guy, and he was so...
If that was true, he wouldn't have been on any of these adventures. We are a band of misfits, and everybody who's been listening to the show knows that. And Scott definitely fit the mold quite well. Everyone has their issues in our little close-knit community that, you know, some of the stuff that happens off the air, we can't share. But today, I'm going to open the floodgates a little bit in that regard and kind of give you a little glimpse behind the curtain or some of the inner personal relationships that have developed on this show over the years that Scott was privy to and was a part of. And some of it was not maybe the best flattering type of thing, but they were entertaining regardless. And that's where we're going to go today. And, you know, the one thing I'll say about Scott is
You're going to say one thing. We have 2 hours. You got one thing to say about it.
Well, because we're going to bust his balls a little bit here today, okay? We're going to have some fun.
That seems fair.
Yes. Well, because he loved being on Scuba Radio. He was one of our biggest fans. He would go out to every bar, every place he'd ever visit, and he would just be like a walking giant billboard for Scuba Radio. He'd tell all his friends about the show. And I remember one instance that kind of caught me off guard. It shouldn't, but, you know, I've been doing this show for 15 years, and you kind of get jaded a little bit after a while in certain, you know, elements and certain things. And that's when people come up and say, hey, you know, they find out, for instance, that you're associated with Scuba Radio, and, hey, I listen to the show, love it or hate it or whatever. And it's always nice to be recognized in that way and to meet people and stuff. But I remember the day that Scott called me after, I think it was his first time on Scuba Radio. And he calls me up, and he is just bursting with energy, even more than usual. And he's like, Greg, how are you doing? He has this real high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
And he just, hey, you know, and he's calling him. He goes, you won't believe it. I was at the bar, and I was telling someone about Scuba Radio, and he goes, wait a minute. Are you Single Scott? And he went crazy, and he was so excited that he had been, you know, quote-unquote recognized, you know, at the bar for being on the show with us. And it just made him happier than anything. You could tell he loved it. And really enjoyed being a part of our little close-knit group.
And then they handed him a subpoena.
Exactly. Then he was promptly escorted out of the bar.
We've heard about you people.
Yes. But Scott was. He was just full of energy. He loved being on the show. And that's kind of the spirit of today's broadcast, because if anything I knew about Scott, it was that he loved being on Scuba Radio. He loved being part of our group. And that's really why he was, because he was so into it. Probably even more so than me and Bill, who have a tendency to try to distance ourselves from what happens on Scuba Radio sometimes.
Yeah, the first thing I say when I see someone that says, "Oh, I've heard Scuba Radio," I'm sorry.
Right, exactly.
I apologize. Not Scott.
Yeah.
Scott was right out there.
He was just right out. He was just like I said, he was a walking PR guy.
And quite
guy.
Honestly, perhaps a far better promoter of this show than either one of us could ever possibly be.
This is true. It's no doubt about it. And we loved him to death for it. We really did. And he was just, he was
great.
I'm going
to beg you to use a different expression during the course of today.
Yeah, maybe so. But I know he's going to be laughing along with us today. And that's the spirit we're going to take today's show. Now, as an added bonus for anybody, whether you knew Scott or you'd heard Scott on Scuba Radio before or not, this is going to be a fun show for us, because we are going to have people on the air today that we haven't talked to in years. Because Scott had been a part of the show for, I don't know, the last five, maybe plus years,
at least,
I think.
Yeah.
And he met a lot of the folks, a lot of the mermaids that have come and gone, and they're going to come on the show today. So it's going to give us an opportunity to kind of find out where are they now, so to speak. So join us for this little adventure. We kick it off with none other than Mermaid Abby. Abby, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Hey, Greg. I'm doing good. Thanks for letting me come on the show today.
Well, absolutely. And now Mermaid Abby, one of our first mermaids ever, her along with Mermaid Denise and Nikki, which, by the way, Denise is getting married today. And we're going to check in with her today. Before she gets hitched, maybe we'll be able to,
maybe
stop
we can talk her out of it.
But she is coming on the air. But Abby, you know, they were a close knit group. Denise, Abby, Angela, Nikki, this pot of mermaids were kind of right there in the area near where Single Scott lived, and you had a special bond with Scott over the years. Or made one, right, Abby?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you're right. We were a real tight-knit group, and Scott was our neighbor, essentially. He just lived up the road a few miles from us, so we were able to hang out with Scott outside of Scuba Radio. But I would say that the bond was formed with all these crazy Scuba Radio trips that we went on, everything from going to the studio to going to Turks and Caicos and Fiji. And, you know, I think they're the kind of crazy trips that you have to bond on. You can't help it. You know, bond or never speak about it again and never see each other again. One of the
right, things. Right. And you had many of those bonding experiences. A lot of times the travel team would be myself, Single Scott, Abby, maybe Denise or Nikki or someone like that. And you mentioned the Turks and Caicos live aboard trip, which is definitely one that we're going to have to get into probably a little bit more in detail. So, some of the things that happened on that trip, we haven't really shared with the world, and I think today may be the day to go ahead and come clean. Our own kind of in-house Scuba Radio confessional that I know Scott would enjoy us sharing this with everyone as well. Are you with me on this, Abby? Because a lot of this did involve you.
Well, yeah, and I'll be prepared to change my identity and move cities shortly after.
Yes.
Because there's not enough anonymity in New York for you at the end of this program.
True.
I will say with most of the stories, I was a participant, but I probably came off a little less scathed than some of the others.
Maybe so.
I'm the good mermaid.
Well, she's small and maneuverable, so she was like a moving target.
So as soon as something bad happened, she would scatter, so it seemed like she was further away when it happened than she really was.
Yeah, but one of the...
she's crafty.
It only happens if you get caught. It only happens if you get caught.
Yeah, and there is a video, or I don't think there's video. There might be a still somewhere. I don't know. I know I didn't shoot video of this particular moment where you and Scott had a very special moment underwater in the Turks and Caicos. And I have told this story before, but I'm not sure that I guess I have told everybody it was Abby that this happened to. But why don't I let you take it from there, Abby? Because I think you know which particular story I'm talking about.
She's blocked it out. She has no idea on any of the details.
Channel that memory.
I've been going I've been going to therapy to forget about this. No. actually, it's a pretty innocent story, and it's one that Scott liked to talk about frequently. I think this was the very first trip I went on with Scuba Radio. And, you know, Scott was great to travel with, and he was an excellent dive buddy. So when Greg would make us get in the water and swim around in these mermaid tails, you know, and put us in these crazy positions, you needed to have a diver by your side that was there to take care of you. We're swimming without masks. We didn't have on a BC.
Right.
So Scott was there to kind of hold me down in my mermaid tail so I didn't float away, gave me air.
Yeah.
So in one of my beautiful moments of swimming in the water, looking angelic as a mermaid, I swim down to Scott. And he had to hold my legs. And
well, we'll take a break and we'll fill in the gap after. It's a gap, trust me.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
Yeah, he definitely was a scuba-holic. Single Scott for sure. Mermaid Abby is on the line. We're reflecting on our little adventures that we've had over the years that Scott was a part of. One of them was in the Turks and Caicos, underwater, doing a video shoot with Mermaid Abby. She was looking angelic, hanging over the edge of a wall in the waters of the Turks and Caicos. Single Scott was her wrangler, just out of the frame behind her, and he was responsible for holding you down for this shot, this scene we were trying to film. Right, Abby?
That is correct.
And from there, what happened?
Well, let's just say, as a result of being the quote unquote mermaid wrangler, Scott got to see a lot of mermaid skin.
Yes.
So essentially.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, boy.
Let's just say Scott was holding my leg and
right.
behaving like a perfect gentleman, but the second we got out of the water, he was nice enough to inform me that my mermaid tail had slid down a little ways, and he had a mermaid moon in his face for an extended period of time.
Right, right. It was a moon. That was a special moment.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a full moon rising. And I was videotaping, but I took the camera away because I was laughing hysterically and almost drowned. Because it was so funny. Because you look like you had this angelic look on your face. You were posing for the picture, and then all of a sudden I noticed, like, wait a minute, there's an extra crevice there, and that's not a crack in the reef. You hear what I'm saying? And he was right there behind it, got an eyeful, evidently, though, didn't he?
Yes, he got an eyeful and reminded me of the experience frequently. So, you know, I apologize, but he did not seem to mind the exposure.
Yes, I'm thinking you left your mark with Scott that day in a way that most people would pay money for, good money for. I don't know.
He's gotten closer to some of the mermaids than most men have ever been.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. He's had his
right spot, right time.
Right. Yeah. There you go. For sure. All right. So that was the Turks and Caicos. What other adventures come to mind that he might have been a part of that you can recall? You got any?
Well, you know, I think, of course. I think Scott was always, you know, a great diver, loved to travel, and he did both in style. So whatever trip we went on, Scott was always a great buddy to have around. If you're talking about Turks and Caicos, and you can bring this up to Mermaid Denise right before her nuptials, but there was a bit of a crazy impromptu party on the top deck there. On that trip.
There was, and Scott was privy to that. We have some pictures that I don't think we've shared with the world, but we may have to pull one of those out of the archives, out of the annals of scuba radio history and post them up there, because there was a night up there on the top deck that was legendary. And matter of fact, CJ was there, Single Scott, yourself, Denise, myself, and Kevin was there as well. And one of our Scuba Radio listeners, we're going to talk to him in just a bit. But what do you remember from that night, other than the special gift that Denise provided everyone, the nighttime entertainment? It was kind of like...
It was like a
bachelorette party.
Yeah, I think I remember the nighttime entertainment probably more than anything else. Denise put on quite a show, very entertaining. I think we had a round of cigars. Lots of drinks and just total mayhem the entire time.
Yeah. Well, there was actually, I do recall someone had a magic marker and there was some, writing going on, that night as well. Do you remember that vaguely?
I do remember that. Yes. I definitely participated in the usage of the Sharpie. I think Mermaid Denise was the victim in that scenario.
Yes. Well, she seemed, I don't know, she seemed like to volunteer a writing canvas, similar to what you did to Scott underwater that day for that photo shoot. But maybe we shouldn't go any farther than that. It's her wedding day. Come on, right?
Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what she's... You'll have to see what Denise is willing to divulge about this story, but yes. My exposure, Denise took one step further, and we all made our mark, if you will.
Yes, it was a magical time, for sure. All right, well, I know you have a lot of great memories of Scott. He was pretty much your personal mermaid wrangler there for many years. You and Scott had a great bond, great dive buddy. Any last thoughts or words about our friend there, Abby?
Well, you know, I think I'm always going to remember Scott and his friendly face and the fact that he always had two drinks in his hand, one for him and one for me, and that doesn't come along very often, and because of that I will always remember Scott, and he will always be one of my favorite travel buddies.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He was very generous when it came to getting the next round of drinks, for sure. Kevin, as I mentioned, he is on the line too. He was there for that special night. He made his mark or known, or I don't know, he might have made a tattoo on Denise that night. I don't know what he did, but he was there. You witnessed this nonsense, right, Kevin? Yeah?
I can't actually admit to that for my own personal legal safety.
Right, true, okay. Well, that was...
However, I may be more in-depth aware of some of that stuff than most people, let's just say.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that. It was someone you knew that told you what happened that night. But it was a very magic. It was a fun night, wasn't it? That was a great adventure.
I remember something about them fingerprinting a snorkel or something afterwards. Didn't they have to?
Yeah, law enforcement was brought in, but it was the Turks and Caicos. Anything goes, and so we all got off scot-free. Get it? Anyway, so Kevin, what are your thoughts on Scott? I know you were on many adventures where Scott and the gang were a part of. Some little diving outing at Ocean Fest or some other place. Anything stand out in your mind?
There are so many of them, but there are events, and then there are characteristics. Some of the events are a little blurry, but I remember them.
Yeah, most
the
of
characteristics,
them.
I, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just say most of them are a little blurry, but that's why we're doing this today, so we can kind of fill in some of the blanks. And that kind of thing.
The character I remember very clearly, and I always remember Scott, he was so helpful. It's like Abby said, you know, he got the drinks, and there was one for you and one for him, you know. He was always there if you needed something, you know. You could always count on him being there to help, and he that was just what he did.
No doubt, no doubt. And he was a great diver. A little bit of a depth pour. We'll get into that in just a bit. The guy didn't believe in dive limits, and we'll talk about that. It was his own man when it came to some of his profiles. But more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Reflecting on the life of single Scott, Kevin is on the line with us. He's been on many of these adventures where Scott was a part of it. I know you were at Ocean Fest a lot of times. We were hanging out at the Bahia Cabana there, the host hotel at Ocean Fest many times. You were there in your mirrored jacket. Scott was your partner in crime, hanging out there at the bar, talking to the mermaids, helping out everybody. Well, what are some of the memories along those lines that you remember there, Kevin?
Blurry, but anyway. and we had so many partners in crime that night there too, with all the rest of the gang, from the magazine, you know, Mark and Jerry. But I remember specifically I got a picture and I posted it to your Facebook, and we were just being the fool, and I had my Rasta wig there.
Of
course Scott with his unique haircut, that worked just fine for him.
Right, of course. Yeah. He'd have the Rasta hair on. You're wearing the mirrored jacket. Is that the picture you're talking about, or vice versa?
That's the one.
Yes.
Yeah, and, well, of course, Scott, as much as Neil liked the jacket, you know, occasionally I got to wear it on occasion.
Right. Yeah, Neil Watson, he definitely wanted to get his hand on that jacket. But, yeah, Scott liked the dreads because,
He liked the dreads.
He was follically challenged. And he kind of like putting that on and enjoying it quite a bit. It was a good time at Ocean Fest. Yeah, both you guys made it a good time. We're going to have many, many memories to reflect on. And I know we can't touch on all of them today here, Kevin. But I appreciate you checking in. And, we'll have a dive buddy there watching out after us when we're underwater from now on, right?
Right, you know, it was because he didn't really watch out for us while we were there because he was more the solo guy.
Yes, he was.
But
he was much more into just diving on his own, down to depths beyond recreational. It was crazy, and we will get into that in a little bit. But Mermaid Denise, who was very close to Scott, as well as Abby and Nikki and those guys, we're going to check in with those folks next. Actually, Denise is getting married. Today is her wedding day. And she's going to take some time out to talk to us next. Well, yeah, maybe we'll...
Save yourself!
It could happen. We'll see.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 338. Sea snakes are one of the most venomous creatures on the planet.
I hate snakes, Doc!
So it's never a good idea to use one as a jump rope in an attempt to amuse your dive buddies.
Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio today is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's that tune you're humming there, Nick?
It's that Should I Stay or Should I Go song.
Sing it for us, Nick.
Trust me, it won't help.
Well, what's got you singing it then?
Well, it's the question it asks, I guess. I was just dealing with an injured diver who didn't know whether to go to the nearest medical facility or to the nearest one with a hyperbaric chamber.
Well, what'd you tell him?
Same thing I always do. Go to the nearest medical facility.
Now, that surprises me. I would have thought it'd be better to go to a chamber.
And a lot of divers make that mistake.
Why is it a mistake?
You can lose a lot of time trying to find or get to a medical facility with a hyperbaric chamber. And who knows if they'll even be able to treat you. It's much better to get yourself into the hands of qualified medical professionals who can figure things out from there.
Aren't the hands of chamber medical professionals better for divers?
By going to a facility without a chamber, you are not sacrificing a thing in terms of quality of care. While a medical staff may not be familiar with the intricacies of diving or its related injuries, emergency medical personnel are certainly qualified to evaluate you and keep you stabilized until a course of treatment is determined.
But what if they're not familiar with diving?
We've actually found that emergency physicians unfamiliar with diving are the ones who are most motivated to seek additional help, and they're the ones that usually give us a call.
But wouldn't you be wasting time if you did need a chamber treatment?
It's important to remember that no matter what emergency facility you visit, an evaluation is going to have to get done. Other possible problems will have to be considered and ruled out before treating for decompression illness. Not every dive injury or post-dive medical problem is DCI.
But what if you really, really need a chamber?
Then you're certainly better off in the hands of a qualified medical professional than you would be in the back of your buddy's car. If it's determined you need a hyperbaric chamber, you're better off transferring under medical supervision. Medical crews will keep you monitored and can administer things like oxygen and IV fluids. If a medical crisis occurs, they're also prepared to handle it, which is a little different than even the most well-meaning or well-trained of your friends. If medical care is available, you're almost always better off availing yourself of it than trekking to an unknown facility on your own. Besides
what?
There's no guarantee a facility with a hyperbaric chamber will be ready or able to receive you when you get there. And that's a pretty sobering thought. Not all of them are open every day, and not all of them are staffed at all times. And that's why Dan doesn't publish the list of chambers within our network.
You'd rather folks just call Dan?
We do. We maintain lots of details in our network, and if you or whatever medical care provider is treating you just gives us a call in the event of a medical emergency, we can get you to the nearest appropriate chamber and ensure it's ready and waiting for you.
Meanwhile, you'll be in the hands of people qualified to keep you going until you get there.
That's what they do.
So, if in doubt, when it comes to choosing between a local medical facility or tracking down a chamber,
go to the medical facility, get into the system of care, and call Dan. We'll be there to help you.
It's easy to assume any post-dive issue is decompression sickness. But remember, what happens when you assume? Don't waste time tracking down a hyperbaric chamber that may not even be able to treat you. Get yourself to the nearest medical facility and enlist Dan to help with the rest. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master reflecting on some single start dive adventure stories. And we couldn't do that without some of the people who were there in the beginning when Scott joined our little band of misfits. And one of those folks was very close to Scott, especially back in the day, because they lived next to each other. And I'm talking about Mermaid Denicia. Hasn't been on Scuba Radio in some time. However, today she has made an exception, and she joins us on the phone. Denise, how are you?
Good, Greg. How are you doing?
Now, I know you'd be here in the studio with us and the entire gang today, but you got a little something going on today, don't you, Denise?
I do. I'm actually getting married today in a few hours.
Mermaid Denise is getting married. Who would have thunk it possible, but it is happening on this very day. And you lived over there in Spring Hill, right where Scott was, over by the Crystal River area. I know you've transferred, further south now. But the place you're getting married, it kind of has a little connection to Scott in some way. Is that right?
It does, because, like you said, me and Scott, we live very close. So we would hang out a lot. We would go out to eat all the time, do dinner, lunch, whatnot. And he actually brought me to this restaurant, and it was so beautiful. It's on a golf course and on the lake, and I'm actually getting married at the restaurant that he showed me.
So she's eating at the restaurant when her and Scott hung out before she gets hitched. I'm going to say that's a good omen or a good thing to do, okay? I don't want to give you any bad mojo. You know what I'm saying there, Denise?
I do, I know. But he'll be with us in memory, and it'll be a really good day.
Yeah. Well, he was one of Mermaid Denise's number one mermaid wrangler. He was like your personal mermaid wrangler, wouldn't you say?
I would say that.
Yeah.
Now, definitely
would. I mean, what do you think about most when you think about going on some of these adventures that we shared together with Scott? Is there any particular trip that stood out in your mind, Denise?
Oh, honestly, I think this trip that stands out in my mind stands out in probably everybody's mind who was on this trip, and that would be the Turks and Caicos.
Yes, I had a feeling you were going to bring that one up, as well as everyone else has.
It was insane. I mean, the diving was great, but the after parties were just insane.
Yeah, if it weren't for the pictures and videos, I don't think we'd remember much of it, would we?
No,
it's kind of like a blur. But, you know, Scott was definitely there to witness it all. Denise definitely provided some, nighttime entertainment.
Amazing.
Yes. It was a unique experience on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard. I don't remember when that. I want to say it was a September time frame, and it was just beautiful. But, yeah, the diving was awesome. We had some fun times underwater. We did some underwater mermaid shoots. I think it was you and Mermaid Abby. But after, you know, the diving day was done, the rum would start to flow, and it created some interesting scenarios on that boat. You know, when you condense the week of activities that happened, that was truly something that you could have spread out over an entire month that we had condensed in 7 days. Do you think?
Oh, yeah, I agree. I agree.
A lot of these stories, I'm not sure if we can share them on the radio.
No, we can't share those stories, especially since I'm getting married in a couple hours.
Yeah, well, as long as it's in a couple hours. Maybe this should be your confessional time. You hear what I'm saying? To start off fresh?
Right.
Denise, is there anything you want to come clean on or no?
No, I'm not complaining on anything.
That's right.
I'm sticking to my story.
Take it to the grave, Denise. Trust me, you want to. No, it wasn't that bad. It was all good, clean fun. We were just a bunch of friends hanging out, a bunch of divers, having a great time, and sharing a few cocktails in the evening after the diving was done, right?
Yeah, sure.
And Scott was part of that. There is a picture I have of me, Scott, Abby, you, and CJ on the top deck of the Explorer 2 liveaboard. I'll have to make sure we have that highlighted there at scubaradio.com. That is just priceless. I mean, it's kind of like headshots. You know, we have cigars. Oh, my God. If it doesn't look like a bunch of people having a blast, I don't know what does. It was just too much fun. But it really did capture the moment.
That was the beginning of that night.
That was the beginning or the end? I don't really remember at what point it happened, but it definitely captured the mood quite well. Well, Denise, I know Scott's going to be looking out for you. He'll be part of your wedding party this evening, and we wish you the best. It's always good to hear your voice, and I know you're doing stuff back at Wiki Watchy now, right? It's like full circle or something. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, I mean, what is that all
about? A little bit.
Yeah, is that just like a little temporary thing or what?
It is, because I fly out in a month, and I'm moving to Seattle.
Really?
Why? Yeah. Why would you go to Seattle? All it does is rain there.
I know. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're just going because you've been told that's where you have to go, huh?
Pretty much.
I gotcha. Okay, well, it happens when you get hitched. You got to do these things. Make sacrifices and that kind of thing. But who knows? We wish you the best, and it's good to hear you're doing well, Denise. All right? Have a great wedding.
Thank you, and you have a good day, and I will talk to you guys soon.
You know, I got to say, I didn't realize the show was going to turn into a Scuba Radio walk down memory lane, but it seems like it's going that route, and I think Single Scott would be proud. Coming up, though, we are going to check in with Mermaid Nikki, so why not continue that walk, right? And find out what she's been up to, and I hear she's part of this wedding party thing as well. That's all coming up on the Single Scott Celebration of a Diver's Life right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Good times with a good friend, for sure.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
This is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're pretty on the most girls I've shagged.
Till you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally, something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
And I'm glad you do. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Okay, so we've already talked to Mermaid Denise. Mermaid Abby has been with us as well. Nikki is on the line right now. Nikki, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Greg?
I'm good. It's been way too long, Nikki. But you and Denise have been busy growing the Scuba Radio Mermaid Pod, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. They're procreating. They've taken a break to go fill the waters with future mermaids and mermen. I don't know. It's just something you have to do, right?
Yes.
Yeah, nature calls you, and you take that call. All right, so, Nikki, I know it's been a while, but I wanted to bring you on because you've had many dive adventures and stories with the Scuba Radio crew that included Single Scott, and I thought, let's bring on Nikki and reflect on some of these. How many dive adventures did you go on with us with the Scuba Radio crew that included Scott?
Honestly, I don't know that I ever have gone scuba diving with him, unless I'm just not remembering a certain trip, maybe.
Which is very possible. Yeah, very possible when it comes to Nikki. She was kind of like my partner in crime when it came to the after-diving festivities, when we'd break into the liquor cabinet. You hear what I'm saying? So you, Denise, you kind of are kind of after the same cloth in that regard, you think?
Totally.
Slightly. Okay, so she wasn't on the liveaboard in the Turks and Caicos when Scott was on board, but I know that he helped wrangle you, I believe, a few times down there at Ocean Fest. Maybe that's what it was, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the first time that I ever met Scott, maybe, was at Ocean Fest at the Bahia Cabana?
Yes. That was the host hotel there for Ocean Fest back in the day. And what do you remember from those encounters?
We had a really good time, of course, as always.
Don't lie. Nikki, you don't remember any of it. Neither do I.
I remember some of it. I remember eating dinner.
Okay. That's right. There were like breakfasts and lunch
and I remember one afternoon hanging out with Scott on the beach.
Okay, that could have happened. That's very possible. But the fact that we don't remember all the details is usually a good sign of a good time, you think?
I just remember that it was a fun trip.
It always is. And Scott had that unique laugh that stuck with you. No doubt. And Nikki does, too, actually, as you just heard. You put them two together, it's quite a treat. So we had that. And we had some great times down there in Fort Lauderdale. And you were one of the initial mermaids, along with Abby, there at Ocean Fest. And Scott was one of the main wranglers. He'd help carry you to the stage and back and forth and that kind of thing. You remember that a little bit. I'm guessing he would have remembered that much more than you. But I'm thinking that's a guy thing. You think?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. So what are you doing these days, Nikki? Because I hear that you've kind of gotten over that initial thing where you're growing the pod, but you're dabbling back in the mermaiding. I don't know what the proper adverb is in that regard, but are you doing some mermaiding now, too?
Yeah, I am. A couple days a week, I'm swimming back in the spring. And right now, actually, I'm headed to the rehearsal dinner for Denise's wedding.
Yeah, and we've heard, we've talked to Denise about that. She's quite excited. Congratulations to her. But you know what I really want to talk about in that regard is how did the bachelorette party go? Can you tell us any details of that, or do you not remember that any more than you would these outings with the Scuba Radio crew and Single Scott?
Yeah, I would say it's about similar occurrence. I just remember it was a really good time.
All right, it was a really good time, and there's probably a lot of things that happened that you probably shouldn't remember. Is that what you're trying to say?
Or talk about.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's what you're supposed to do with those events. So I'm with you there, I guess. So we wish you the best. Are you like part of the wedding party tonight for this thing, too, or what?
Yep, me and Mermaid Crystal are.
Well, you're already married, so you're not going to catch the garter when she throws it. Do you have any special surprises for Denise?
Okay. The garter's for the dudes.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's been a while since I've been to one of these things. Okay. So, yeah, that's where you're supposed to. You don't have to catch the bouquet. But, like, when they say, is there anyone who objects, are you going to shout out something crazy or something?
Yeah, I'm going to say, your mom.
That is so Nikki. Of course. All right. Yes. Well, it's good. Well, so you're getting back in the mermaiding thing there at Weeki Wachee, doing that a little bit. So, who knows? Maybe you'll come full circle and come back to our little pod and help train some of the newbies along. Is that a possibility or no, Nikki?
Maybe, yeah. Possibly.
Yeah, anything's possible.
I just gotta wait till my little guy gets a little older.
Yeah, well, you're in the circle of mermaid life, and you know I think it comes back around eventually, so that might happen. But yeah, you got to get him up to speed to a certain level so he can start wrangling you. He has to get up to that age, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she had a boy, so she's growing her own mermaid wrangler. Maybe. Is that what he will be, or are you going to make him into a merman or something?
No, he's supposedly going to be a baseball star.
He's going to be a baseball star. That's already been...
That's the big dreams for Dad.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Baseball star, merman, yeah, probably not a great mix. So, yeah, I hear you.
No, Mason won't let me put him in a tail.
Okay, as he should. Good man. I'm with Mason on that one. Let's leave that to the ladies.
I said I could put a Triton in his hand. He's not going for it, though.
Yeah, well, then he'd poke you with it, probably. And that wouldn't be fun. You'd have that whole discipline issue, and that would just be bad news, wouldn't you think?
Well, I could give him a dull Triton.
A dull, okay. Well, maybe. You just want to give him something that he can poke folks with. Yeah, you just
no,
like...
I just want him to look okay in a merman tail and not look like he's wearing a mermaid tail.
Okay, all right. Well, you're just progressive that way. I'm okay with that, Nikki, and I would. That's good. You've got an open mind. This is the generation of tomorrow, and God help us. Anyway, that'll do it for hour one. More coming up on the Single Scott Celebration of a Diver's Life in hour two. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I...